Some Milwaukee residents and officials consider new police chief Alfonso Morales to be a breath of fresh air. Earlier this year, he took over for Edward Flynn, who retired. The Fire and Police Commission chose Morales to serve the final 2 years of Flynn's term. Morales has pledged to improve police-community relations, and some say he's making inroads. But a Milwaukee alderman thinks the public deserves a say in who heads the police department. He's pushing for a change that would allow citizens to elect the chief. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
Currently, the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission appoints chiefs to 4-year terms, but Northside Alderman Khalif Rainey is proposing the idea of electing the chief. Rainey thinks an elected police chief would be more accountable to the public. He testified before the Common Council's Judiciary and Legislation Committee on Monday. Rainey says Common Council members are elected, so why not police chief?
I don't have no qualms with Chief Morales. It's about process. It's about how we get to this point where we have a chief, and once we get there, how do we hold him accountable? Right now, we've circumvented the entire public. The same public that had the wisdom of sending all of us down here, we're now saying you guys don't have the wisdom to elect a police chief.
Rainey's proposal would require a change in state law. He says job qualifications would have to be written into the law, and those seeking election as chief would have to familiarize themselves with the requirements.
Like what we're seeking, the experience, the education, things of that nature. So it's not like any Joe Schmo could just jump up and be police chief tomorrow if we were to implement those policies.
But Alderman Cavalier Johnson has questions. He told Rainey that he is concerned that an elected police chief could be beholden to contributors.
Have you taken into consideration where votes or where support or where financial as well come from and the implications that that would have on a police chief who needs to see the entire city and deliver services to the entire city? But if you've got, you know, some donors or perhaps, you know, a large voting block in one part of the city, how that may affect the policy of the administration?
Only a handful of cities across the country have elected police chiefs. That's according to Stan Stojkovic, dean of the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare at UWM. Stojkovic believes the proposal to elect a chief stems from ongoing concerns about police-community relations.
I think this is largely a political run by individuals who are upset with the police department, the lack of responsivity, at least in the recent past, and at least that's their perception of it. And as a result, they want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and start all over and have an electoral process involved.
Meanwhile, Milwaukee NAACP President Fred Royal has worries about Alderman Rainey's proposal. The NAACP has been advocating for improved police-community relations with the group Community Coalition for Quality Policing. Royal points to former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who became a divisive political figure.
I don't see any value added in having a chief that is not accountable to anybody but the folks that elect him. I think that's what happened to David Clark and his ego. It got too big for the position.
The Common Council Committee tabled the measure with Chairman Mark Borkowski noting the legislature wouldn't be back in session until January to consider it. Alderman Rainey said he'd make modifications in hopes his proposal goes further in the future. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.